I've got the homily today, and as I was considering that and I read this scripture, I thought, well, that's a great scripture right there. Just this is the beginning of Lent. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday, and so there we're in the Lenten season. And sometimes we get bogged down, I think, spiritually in the Lenten season being such a heavy season of repentance, and we get kind of down. We go into this fasting thing, and some of us get nutty, like me. And I mean, I fasted from everything. I think I fasted from breathing one year, kind of thing, you know. And so it's like a period over a period of years, people said, no, you can't fast from that no more. Like coffee. No, you cannot fast from coffee no more because I was so irritable for so long. So I've had to work my way through this whole idea of Lent because I didn't come out of a tradition that had Lent. So like many of you, it's a new thing in some ways, and the whole idea of fasting is new. But there's also another aspect to Lent that I want to talk about today, and that is that the word Lent comes really from the lengthening of days. We've passed the shortest day of the year, and now every day becomes longer. In the agricultural world, which Jesus lived in and the apostles lived in, this was a very special time because this was a real time of expectation for the year. If you in Africa, when they come upon this, they have their what they call the starving moon or the hunger moon. And all the agricultural cultures coming into this time of the year are very poor because they've eaten all their crops. Their crops have been harvested way back, and so they've eaten them. And so what they have left is seed for their new crops. And in some cultures, and our bishops have to really work with our clergy and people in Africa at this time, this time of year for them, because the extreme hunger, they will eat their seed. And then when it comes time to plant, they don't have seeds to plant. And so they become into this perpetual place of hunger because they are not able to do things. And you're probably wondering, how does this relate to us in any way like that? Well, I think sometimes we're the same way. We come into this season and we've kind of let things go. We haven't necessarily consumed everything because Christ is so abundant. There's the abundance of Christ is way beyond our imagination. But sometimes we get to this season and we kind of go into this thing of woe is me, poor pitiful me because I'm a sinner, and we kind of see that Lent is that way. But Lent is also, again, it's a real season of expectation. There is a season, part of what we do for repentance and fasting and prayer that's a part of Lent as we're coming into the Easter, which is the most, that's the high feast of all the year is Easter, not Christmas, it's Easter. That's why every Sunday is a feast day, because every Sunday is a mini Easter. And so it's not only just a season of examination of ourself, but it's also a season of heightening anticipation. And as when in a culture that plants crops, this is a time when they're thinking in those terms of the harvest that's coming. And they're looking forward to the time they can get out and really begin to work their fields. Some of them already start working their fields or doing some plowing and that kind of stuff, clearing and getting ready. And there'll come a time when there's the planting and the cycle continues. And so that's really a big part of Lent too. It's a lengthening of days and an expectation, not only of fasting and repentance. I think most of us do pretty well as a general rule with repentance because we all tend, I think, to have low self-esteem, and we're all very aware of our own stuff. As a general rule, we're all aware of our sin, that we're all sinners. And we tend to forget that we're pressing forward. We're running at this time to Easter, to the resurrection. Now, the apostles were like John the Baptist. It says, I didn't recognize him. Well, you know, they didn't recognize him either. You know? I mean, two of them was walking with him on a road carrying on a long conversation, probably at least an hour or longer conversation. Then they sat down and they were going to eat a meal, and they still haven't recognized him until he broke bread and then their eyes were opened and they recognized it. And the apostles really didn't understand what was going on until the day of Pentecost. So how about us? Where are we at? Where are we at in our lives that we're not recognizing the grace and the majesty of God for our lives? Where are we at that we need to look and, as John and go, wow, wow, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world in my life today. There's many places in our lives where we walk, unknowingly we walk in unbelief. And so that's a part of the Lenten fast, is coming to realize those things and being sensitive for the Holy Spirit to come in. That's what the fasting and prayer is all about. It's to bring us to that place that we say, as John did, behold, the Lamb of God that has taken away my sin and has now put me into His kingdom.
Amen.
How I rejoice for the in just a few days, I rejoice fully and completely in His resurrecting as we celebrate the Easter season. So that's my prayer for myself and for all of us, that we become challenged during this Lenten season, not so much to examine ourselves too closely, that we become so introspective that we cannot see the Lamb of God and how even in every moment of our lives, He is there. He's always there. One of the great scriptures is, He says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Well, the truth is, He's never left us at any time. Even when we did not know Him, and even when we would leave Him, He has never left us. So let's open our eyes in the Lenten season and ask the Holy Spirit to come and reveal what needs to be revealed, but more than reveal sin is reveal Christ, that our cry becomes, behold, the Lamb of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.